Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake had just rounded up Carrot Top. I didn't want to waste any time getting him on the show. And I've just always been a huge fan, just of his entire thing, man. Just, he's always been his own jam. And you know, the fact that 16-year run. Is it 16?
Yeah. Oh, just six, over 16. I mean, talk about a dude who did his thing.
Yeah, you can,
and made it work.
Kiss all of his ass. Because, dude, I mean, you talk about straight up murder. You're in Vegas on the strip, 16 years, still relevant, still hammering, still going
sharp
at
as hell.
It. Yeah. No, it Goff was just there and said he just absolutely killed it. In fact, Goff, who's a hard Vegas guy, yeah, I mean, Vegas at least twice a year, sometimes more, said best show on the strip.
Born February 25th in Rockledge, Florida, the son of a NASA scientist, he was attending Florida Atlantic University when he performed at a campus open mic night, and a comedian was born. His tireless work ethic has led him to become the world's most famous prop comic, and now he's celebrating the 16th year of his historic run at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Please welcome, Carrot Top.
Hey, Carrot, how have you been? I just had a friend who was there, Carrot, and he said the show is as good, if not as better than it's ever been.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, it's been fun, man. I tell you, the more you do, it's weird. It's been really fun. The more I do this, the more I have fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, 16 years, people dream of this. Comedians got to go on the road. If you're lucky, you get specials. If you're really, really lucky, you get to do, big rooms. But 16 years... In Vegas, like, that is the dream gig of all dream gigs, because, you know, you don't have to jump on the flights every time. You can still go out and do other shows. You can still do other stuff, but you've got this built-in feel-good audience that is, you got to be great to do it, but, man, if you're in that pocket, what a life. And I think about the book you could write if you wanted to, about the truth of Vegas.
I'm trying 60. To. Funny you should ask. I'm actually trying to write a book right now.
A real one?
Remember all this.
The truth? Like the real, hardly, holy hell truth?
The real truth, yeah.
God.
But what kind of book am I going to write?
You can write about the fun, easy stuff, or, you know, the Vegas stuff, because one can only imagine the parties and what you've seen.
Well, I'm going to write a little bit of everything. I mean, there's got to be some stuff in there involved with, you know.
Yeah.
The sexual stuff and the things and the fun and the I would say, as I call it, the good old days. Now I go home and watch Netflix.
But, dude, what a world. Because I have friends who live in Vegas, and a lot of friends who used to live in L.A. that have now all moved out to Vegas. And it is it's a constantly changing culture, but at the bottom, it is gambling. It is Las Vegas. It is the Sin City. It's about comedy and music and gambling and sex. I mean, that's what makes that world go round.
Yeah. Bring the kids.
Isn't that the worst thing that ever happened to Vegas, to bring the whole family, the kids thing?
It happened for a while. It kind of went away, but for a bit, that was the thing. And that was my joke. I said, hey, drinking, gambling, cross, bring the kids.
Awful.
Timmy, double down. But yeah, it's gotten better back to what it should be.
Yeah.
I've seen this town change so much.
Sure. And it really is an interesting town, because there's nothing else like it. It's part Los Angeles and Hollywood, because it has this giant entertainment energy to it. But it's not. It doesn't make movies. It's not where TV shows and stars are made. It's where stars come to make more money, and, you know, where adults come
It's changed a lot from when I first started. When I first got the gig, you're like, geez, you're going to go to Vegas, are you ready to, like, just, like, retire? And now, you know, the people like Elton John and Adele and who all these other, I mean, it's amazing the kind of people they start, how they're bringing in here, so.
Well, the Adele thing, we got to talk about this. Goff said you just dropped the hammer, and it is insane. Because you're a performer. You are a performer. You know, there is a genuine responsibility to making sure that show happens, especially when it's such a short window and people have spent so much money.
Yeah, I did a whole thing. I still do a whole thing. My Instagram, when you hang up, has the best on it because I did a whole bunch of stuff on it. You know, we're not ready to do shows. It's not ready. Not ready. Who the hell's been ready ever? I was never ready, you know?
Right.
Show must go on. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, the music's playing. Walk out. Walk out on the stage. It's time to go. And this is a long time ago. I remember seeing you have such a great time with Steel Panther over at Mandalay, and I was hanging out with the guys, and you come rolling up on stage, and they were genuinely so excited to see you, and you just knocked out a great drunken version of some, I can't remember the song, but it was just nothing but smiles in that audience. It always struck me
that was fun back in the day with those guys.
Yeah. But people get to see Vegas like that. They see Carrot Top walk out with this great band, and you clearly were having a great night, and you're smiling and singing, and they're like that. And, I mean, those are crazy little once-in-a-lifetime moments. They happen to be in the audience for that, and that is the heart of Vegas, right?
Right, indeed.
What do you...
Adele was going to play Caesars. Now she's playing Little Caesars. So.
Do you still love it?
Oh, I love it more than I ever did, because now it's just, I'm kind of relaxed. It's weird. You know, George Carlin, of all people who I've admired my whole life, I guess you know him pretty well towards the end. And he gave me some, you know, he kept saying, how many shows do you do a night? And I said, I do one on Friday and two on Saturday. He said, why do you do two on Saturday? And I said, well, my manager has a car payment. He laughed. He says, no, seriously, why did you do two? And I said, you know, I get a second shot at it. He got all mad. Never give them the audience a second upper hand on this. You do your thing, and you do it, and you do it the best you can do it, and screw the audience, and don't ever let them, you know. And I was like, whoa, okay. And I said, but where you're at, George Carlin, I mean, you know, it must be nice to be where you're at, where you know how you've got it down and you know what to do. And he said, I ain't got nothing down. I'm learning every night. It's kind of true since he said that to me. It's kind of like you get better at your craft, but you also, at the end of the day, you think, you know what, you can always improve and make it better.
Sure. No doubt.
Current. Keep the show fresh.
Well, the fact that George Carlin put his blessing, I mean, for George, I mean, that's like God himself touching you on the nose. I mean, that's credibility and love and respect. George Carlin, like, of our generation, that was our Lenny Bruce. That was our there'll never be it. Yeah. You know? And how did you end up being friends with him?
I just, you know, I don't know. He saw me, and I was working in the same hotel, the MGM Grand at the time, and he was finishing his run that week, and I'd come in to start my week, and I was standing backstage in the wings watching him, and I came off, and his manager said, stay right here, and he walked over in the dark, and he said, Carrot Top wants to say hi to you, and he says, Carrot Top, and he looks over, and he shook my hand, and he said, come back in my dressing room, and he sat in his dressing room and literally talked to me for an hour, probably, me and my buddy, and he was just going on and on and on about how great he thought I was, and how great he liked my act, and it was the weird part was he wasn't, like, making it up. They didn't prepare him for this. He just knew my act, like he had seen it on TV, and he kept going over the highlights of the things that he liked. That prop you do it, that is so brilliant, kid. And it was one of the things you kind of just, wow, you know. I left his dressing room that night. My buddy and I went to the diner and had some coffee. And we just sat and said, holy moly, did we just sit with George Carlin and him praise me?
Yes.
How many? Yeah, so he was a good dude, you know.
Well, think about it, and I know we have to wrap, but it occurs to me while you're telling me the story that if you think about George's point of view, he watched all these comedians who wanted to be him so badly, and they really were super derivative of George and everything about him. And you're a genuine original, and you're really breaking your own ground, and you have to do your own thing.
Yeah, that's what he liked about it. I knew I would never be George Carlin, because, you know, who would even try to attempt to be him?
Yeah.
So I just tried to do my own little stick, and he loved it. He's like, yeah, I love what you do. It's great.
I love that, dude. I really do, man. Hey, listen, you know I'm a fan, and I always have been, Carrot. You've always been, whenever we've run across each other, you're just a genuinely super sweet, very kind, very generous cat.
Well, thank you. And I just played Kansas City. I played the Maristar Casino not too much, 3 weeks ago. We had a great time.
Oh, man. Man, listen, I'll make sure Jake gives you my number and stuff. If you ever get in town, you need something, you want to hang, or you're just in and out, whatever, next time in Vegas. But I'd love to catch up with you.
I would love that. Yeah, get us into that rib place. We couldn't get it.
You, dude, I will take care of it. You hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.